Welcome in. Today we're building a jungle and old-school DNB snare snap that actually behaves like the classic hardware workflow. You've got that razor transient, the crunchy mid-smack, and a short bright tail that reads fast at 174, even when the bass is doing the most. This is an advanced one because we're not just making a snare. We are building a macro-controlled instrument inside Ableton Live 12 that you can perform and automate like an old sampler plus a mixer. The goal is simple. One snare pad. 3 layers, 8 macros, and you can dial tight snap, longer crack, grimy crunch, and tiny gated room without losing punch. Before we touch devices, choose your source material carefully. If you want authenticity, start with a real break snare. Amen, think, hot pants, any of those worlds. You can layer a 909 or 808 snare quietly later, if you need consistency, but don't start with something already drenched in reverb. Dryish is easier to shape, and it'll take crunch better. Now, build the foundation. Create a MIDI track. Drop in a drum rack. Pick a pad like C1, and load a sampler with your snare sample. That's your placeholder. We're about to turn that single pad into a full performance rack. Go inside that pad and add an instrument rack. Inside that instrument rack, make 3 chains and name them transient, body, and air. Think of it like anatomy. The transient is the blade. The body is the punch. The air is the speed. Let's start with the transient chain because this is the signature trick, the snap slice engine. Drop a sampler on the transient chain and load the snare sample. Put sampler in classic mode, not slice mode. We want surgical start control. Turn warp off. Set voices to 1 so it's monostable. No flams, no weird overlaps. For the amp envelope, attack at 0, sustain all the way down, so it's a pure one-shot shape. Decay somewhere around 30 to 80 milliseconds to start. Release maybe 10 to 40 milliseconds. Short, fast, like you're stealing the transient and running. Then add a gate after sampler. This is the old edit feeling. Set it so it clamps down quickly, and keep the return low so it doesn't bring the tail back. The point is truncation. We want it to feel like you chopped the front off a break in an old sampler, and didn't apologize. Now add drum bus. Drive maybe 5 to 15%. Crunch low at first. And transients plus 10 to plus 30, but be careful. Too much transient shaping gives you that ugly click that fights hats and rides. Then an EQ8, high pass around 140 to 220 Hz, and if you need it, a gentle lift somewhere in the 3 to 7K region for bite. Now the macro move. Map macro 1 to simpler start parameter. Name it snap slice. Here is the discipline. Do not map the whole sample. Tight range only. Usually something like 0 to 12%. Depending on the sample, you're scanning the transient region, not going on a sightseeing tour through the entire snare. Map macro 2. Snap length. This controls the tight snap versus a slightly longer crack. Map it to sampler decay, maybe 25 to 120 milliseconds. Also map it to the gate's hold or release in a tiny range so it opens up just enough when you want length. Quick teacher note. Set up what I call macro dead zones for muscle memory. Make most of the knob travel a safe zone, where the snare stays usable, and keep the last 10 to 15% as a danger zone for fills and special moments. You do that by narrowing the mapping ranges so small knob moves equal small sound moves until the end, where it gets dramatic. That's how performance macros feel playable instead of terrifying. Alright. Body chain. Drop another sampler on body. You can use the same snare or a slightly deeper one. Envelope. Attack 0, decay around 120 to 250 milliseconds, sustain down, release 30 to 80 milliseconds. This is where the weight lives. As saturator, analog clip mode is perfect here. Drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Then EQ8, high pass around 120 to 180 Hz to clear junk, dip 300 to 500 if it's boxy and if you need that knock, a small lift around 180 to 250. You're aiming for that chesty thwack that reads even on small speakers. Now map macro 5, knock body. Map it to the body chain volume, or utility gain, so you can bring the body forward without rebalancing everything. Keep it controlled, like 0 to plus 4 dB. Optionally, you can also map a tiny bit of transient emphasis here. But stay subtle, this macro is about punch, not click. Map macro 3, pitch. Map it to both the transient and body simpler transpose controls. Range. Minus 3 to plus 3 semitones. Classic jungle move is tuning the snare to the key, or at least to the energy of the bass note. And if you want to go extra surgical later, you can add fine tune with sense, but keep the main pitch macro musical. Now AIR chain. For the cleanest version, use operator's noise. Drop operator on AIR. Use the noise source, and shape it with an amp envelope, Attack 0, decay 60 to 180 milliseconds, sustain down, release 30 to 120. This is not a long wash, it's the sense of speed. Process it. Auto filter with a high pass around 4 to 8 kHz, low resonance. Add redux very subtly for a little old school texture. Then EQ 8 to notch any harshness around 8 to 12k if it's spitting at you. Map macro 6, air noise. Map it to IR chain volume and the auto filter cutoff, something like 5k to 12k. This is one of those drop versus busy section controls. Less air when the hats are doing a lot. More air when you want the snare to feel like it's pushing the track forward. Now we do global processing at the instrument rack level after the chains. This is where the rack becomes a finished instrument. Add a glue compressor. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release auto or 0.1 seconds. Ratio 2:1. You're not slamming it. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the hardest hits. Then add a gentle saturator. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. Then EQ 8 for a tilt concept. Low shelf somewhere, around 150 to 250. High shelf around 4 to 8K. Map macro 4. Crush slash drive. This is a vibe macro, not a destroy macro. Map it to post saturator drive, a touch of redux mount on the AIR chain, and a bit of drum bus crunch on the transient chain. Small ranges only, you want movement and density, without eating your headroom or flattening the snap. Map macro 7, tone. Map it to the low shelf gain, say minus 2 to plus 2 dB, and high shelf gain, maybe minus 2 to plus 3 dB. This becomes your darker versus brighter, weight versus bite control. Now the jungle space trick. Tiny room plus gated vibe, without slowing the snare down. Create a parallel chain inside the instrument rack called space, or space para. Keep its volume low for now. Add reverb. Decay 0.3 to 0.7 seconds. Small to medium size. Pre-delay 0 to 10 ms. High cut 6 to 10k. Then put a gate after the reverb. Set threshold so it chops the tail, and release around 40 to 120 milliseconds depending on tempo. The gate is what keeps it fast. Map macro 8, space. Map it to the space chain volume, from basically off to maybe around minus 18 dB. And map reverb decay slightly, like 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. This gives you warehouse flavor, but the groove stays clean. At this point you've got the rack. Now let's make it behave like jungle in the arrangement. Because this is where it stops being a good snare and starts being a record. First automation idea. Varination every 4 bars. Bars 1 to 4, snap slice a little earlier, sharper. Bars 5 to 8, move snap slice later by a few percent so it catches more crack. You're faking break varination without swapping samples. Second idea. Drop impact trick. In the last half bar before the drop, automate crush slash drive up slightly and tone a little brighter. Then on the first snare of the drop, pull space down hard so it's super dry. That contrast makes the post-drop hit feel louder without you boosting gain. Third idea. Ghost notes and grace hits. Duplicate a snare hit as a 16th or 32nd ghost. Lower velocity, like 20 to 50. On those ghosts, make snap length shorter. And if you wanted extra tick why, shift snap slice slightly so it grabs a more clicky region. That's jungle sauce. Now some advanced coaching upgrades that make this rack feel alive. 1. Transient alignment is not just start time. It can be phase. If your transient plus body layer sounds hollow or weirdly thin, throw a utility on one layer and hit phase invert for left and right. If it suddenly becomes solid, keep the invert. If it gets worse, undo it. This is a fast, practical test. 2. Velocity should drive behavior, not just volume. Inside simpler, use velocity modulation to push start slightly, so harder hits grab a later crack region. And use velocity to reduce AIR level, so ghosts automatically have less fizz. Now your MIDI programming becomes faster and more human because the rack reacts like a drummer. 3. Consider dual start scanning. If you use the same snare in both transient and body, map snap slice to both start controls, but with different ranges. Transient scans the first few milliseconds, body scans a slightly later window. One macro now changes the anatomy of the hit in a coherent way. It's a big how is it doing that? Effect. And here's a powerful extra. Ring management. Add a narrow EQ 8 notch on the body chain. Map its frequency and its gain reduction to one macro called Dering. Set a sweep range like 500 Hz to 2.5K, depending on the source. As you turn it, it hunts the annoying resonance and pulls it down. That's the kind of macro that saves you mid-session, when the snare is suddenly ringing against a new bass note. Let's cover the common mistakes so you don't sabotage yourself. If your macro ranges are too wide, snap slice will wander off the transient and you'll get random mush. Tight range is everything. If you overdo transient shaping, the snare becomes a click generator that fights hats. If you use too much reverb tail, your fast groove turns into fog and your drums feel quieter. And if you're stacking layers without checking alignment, you'll get that hollow snare that never sits right, no matter how much EQ you throw at it. Now a quick practice routine so you can actually internalize this. Make 3 snare states using only macros, and write the values down. State 1. Tight snap. Short snap length. Low space. Neutral tone. State 2. Cracked. Snap slice a bit later. Longer snap length. Slightly more air. State 3. Rinse out. More space and a slightly brighter tone for fills. Program a standard 2-step pattern with snares on beats 2 and 4. Every 8 bars, do a fill. Add a ghost snare 16th before beat 4, and use rinse out only on that fill. Then export a loop and a slash B it with bass on and bass muted. If the snare only feels big when bass is muted, your body range is clashing. Adjust tone and your body EQ. Aim the body more into 180 to 250 and 1 to 3K, and keep the low junk out of the way. Last thing, if you want to go even more advanced in Live 12, use macro variations as snare states. Make variations for dry main hit, brighter chorus, fill verb blast, lo-fi breakdown. Then automate variation changes instead of drawing 8 lanes. It keeps your arrangement clean and it feels like you're performing a rack, not doing spreadsheet automation.